Mike here on America Tonight. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Fabulous. Did you file today early, or did you get an extension?
I filed my extension early today.
Hey, you're not alone, buddy. A lot of people did the very same thing. You're an entrepreneur. You're busy, busy, busy. You don't have time for all this tax nonsense. Hey, playoffs started start this Saturday in the NBA, of course, already starting in the NHL. You know I like the Lakers and Cavaliers. I guess you do, too, huh?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to play out, there in the finals. But the end of the regular season was tonight, and they had some really great games, solidified some playoff spots. At my Mavs, they moved up here in the last couple weeks from eighth seed to they got the sixth seed, and they'll be playing San Antonio, who they beat New Orleans tonight in overtime. They came from actually came from behind, San Antonio did, and ended up beating the Hornets 105-98 in overtime. That was a great game. But the Mavs, they played here in Dallas. They beat the Rockets and knocked the Rockets out of the divisional championship. So San Antonio got it in place of the Rockets.
But all right, thanks for that update. That was a great game. I saw that. I was watching bits and pieces of it. And of course, this is a national show, but there are a lot of people who are fans of the Mavericks, fans of the Rockets, disappointed. And then, of course, San Antonio, too, as well. By the way, Easy Ticket Mike, he's got concert tickets. He's got playoff tickets. He has tickets to just about everything you can imagine. Try him. I guarantee he'll be able to serve him up. Go to easy-ticket.com. You and I are both baseball fans. Now we're deep into it. What, about 8 games or so into the season? You like what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, today was Jackie Robinson Day, and they honored Jackie Robinson today all around the league. Every major league player and coach and manager, they all wore the number 42, which was Jackie's old number. But, you know, he was the first black that went into the major leagues with the Brooklyn Dodgers years ago.
A hero for so many people, absolutely, Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. But, you know, we're really early in baseball right now. Like you said, we've got about 8 games going right now. The Florida Marlins are ahead. They've only lost one, so they're 7-1. Everybody else is, like I said, I'm really looking for probably still the Angels and the Cards to be in the series in October, but you know, it's a long time till then, so.
Yeah, it's a marathon, definitely not a sprint. And you have concert tickets. What concerts are coming up?
Well, we've got, Fleetwood Mac coming here to Dallas. They're on tour all around the country. Britney Spears, she came through here a couple weeks ago, but now she's coming through other cities. Eric Clapton, he's he's out on tour now. But Jimmy Buffett and all the Parrotheads are going to be here in Dallas this weekend, this Saturday. And he's on tour. He's going to a lot of different cities. But there's a lot of really great groups touring right now. So
and
coming into the spring and the summer, we've got concerts galore.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to easy-ticket.com. As I said, Mike has tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide. Hey, you take care, Mike. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Mike Davis. And what happened was, you know, he loves sports. He likes to go to concerts and whatnot. He had a previous profession, and he took a step in an entrepreneurial direction and started this website and started the ticket thing. And what's kind of cool about Mike's deal is a lot of times when you get tickets online, you have to pick them up at will call, but in this case you don't. You can just print them from the web. They'll send them to you, so you don't have to go through that whole hassle. Man, many a time, it's happened to me twice in my life, where I've had to pick up tickets at will call and they weren't there, and then they had to fumble around and try to find them, and it was, you know, time was pressing on. It happened to me once at the U.S. Open, and it happened to me another time when I was going to see the Kings in Los Angeles, and there was a long line behind me, and they were VIP tickets that actually somebody had left for me, and they couldn't find him, and finally they did, but it was a nightmare. It was like a 20-minute deal, and people behind me were getting restless, and, you know, I said I would step aside, and they told me not to, and yada, yada, yada. So easier to get it, obviously, off the Internet. As I mentioned at the top, it was all about